We're back with more of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks for joining us. If your child shudders at the thought of a traditional summer camp, there is another option coming along next week in Wauwatosa. Cartoon Adventure Camp is 5 days introduction to the art of cartooning, puppet making, and claymation, and it's offered by former Simpsons and Disney animator Tim Decker. Decker is currently teaching cartooning and animation at UW-Milwaukee and at MATC. He's also dedicated to, in his words, working with the artists of tomorrow. He joins me in the studio now to chat with us about his Cartoon Adventure Camp. Tim, welcome back to Lake Effect.
Well, thank you so much, Bonnie, for having me.
This one-week introduction to the art of cartooning, it's camp with a bit of a difference. How come I didn't have this kind of camp when I was a kid?
I don't know. You weren't fortunate.
I was not.
No.
You know, so what is the idea behind this? What are you hoping to impart to the kids in a week?
What I'm trying to do is have the kids explore cartoon art and cartoon animation. And what I'm really incorporating in this camp is the kids will come in, they'll design in 2D, 3D, they'll explore a little bit of acting, a little bit of animation, and a lot of storytelling.
Okay. So when you say 3D, you're talking about like claymation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they're actually going to make clay models and things?
They're going to go from concept to final design. So they will draw their cartoon characters with me, like in the cartoon part of the camp. We'll be drawing like cartoon bears, polar bears, dogs, giraffes, monkeys, hippos, elephants. And then we'll have little scribble-offs like you and I did in the warm-up here. And then also they're in the puppet class, they'll take a concept, they'll design their sock puppet in a 2D way, and then they'll build it out in a 3D way. So they'll make the actual puppet after they draw it and design it. And that's the same goes with their claymation stop motion, which is, I think is amazing, is because in the stop motions portion of this, I also have one of my ex-students, Tommy Sims, is going to be teaching in there with me. And the great thing is the kids are going to build their own sets, and the sets are going to be a portable set that they can take home and make films all summer with. And I think that's a lot of fun. But they'll be drawing the characters and then building the characters out of clay.
This is 5 days, right?
5 days.
Okay. So starting on day one, they're going to be just kind of getting the idea of cartooning? I mean, I'm assuming – what is the age range, first of all?
Age range is 9 to 14.
So some of these kids may have had drawing experience. Are you accepting kids who don't?
Oh, yeah. They're all artists. Every kid is an artist. Everybody's an artist. It's society that pushes the artist out of the children. And I'm here to bring the artist back. Because, you know, in kindergarten, like they say, you ask how many kids are artists, they all raise their hands. By the time you get to high school, you say, how many are artists? You get two or three. And that's because, you know, I went through it. Everybody goes through it. I'm going to be an artist. Oh, you're going to starve, kid. No, you're not going to starve. You're going to be one of the most creative people in the world. And without art, science is nothing. Everything else is nothing without art.
How are you setting this up? I mean, kids are applying, or you must have a cutoff of the number of kids that you can comfortably take care of in
oh, for
five
sure.
days. Yeah.
Well, my cutoff is at 60, which means 20 kids in each section.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm not near that. So it's going to be a fun section. It's going to be a fun camp. It's going to be a small enough camp where it's going to be really individual one-on-one.
Where is it happening?
It's happening at St. Jude in Wauwatosa, St. Jude's school there.
And so kids will show up at, say, 9 o'clock and then leave at what?
3 o'clock.
3. Okay.
9 o'clock to 3 o'clock. There's three sections of two-hour classes, and they'll get all three classes. So I think it's going to be a lot of exploratory things. And then at lunchtime, I plan to show classic cartoons and talk about classic animation and see what the cartoons are about, like classic Tex Avery cartoons, Bob Clampett cartoons, and the old UPA cartoons. You know, those guys were the greatest animators in the world.
For those of us who don't know, what cartoons did those guys do?
Like Tex Avery, one of my favorite Tex Avery cartoons is Rockabye Point, The Legend of Rockabye Point. And that's about a polar bear and Chilly Willy. And they're trying to steal salmon from a salmon fish and ship. And it's just a series of just hilarious gags. And it was done so well. You know, some of the stuff today probably wouldn't go over so well. Like, you know, dropping an anvil on somebody's head, that's still considered kind of crazy. But that's classic cartooning.
Mm-hmm.
And kids are going to be exposed to that. And then like things like Gerald McBoing Boing by United Picture Artists. Those guys were like the beatniks of animation. They took all the rules that Disney tried to apply to animation and just broke them all. And they just did some amazing things like Gerald McBoing-Boing.
So the idea is that the kids are going to have practical hands-on experience of actually doing this, but then also getting a little bit of, you know, exposure to stuff they may not see because, I mean, that's stuff that unless you were of a certain age, you probably weren't seeing in the theater.
No. And, well, some of the stuff the kids do see, and I talk to a lot of kids when I go to schools, and the elementary school kids, every one of them, which I love, is always mentioning to me Tom and Jerry. They always bring up Tom and Jerry.
Do you think they're finding that on the internet? Do you think they're YouTubing that?
No, they can find it on Cartoon Network.
Oh, okay.
And they all watch Tom and Jerry, and they all think it's hilarious, and I love that. And the generation's coming up right now, you know, because I teach at UWM and METC. They all want to do more 2D animation. And
why do you think that is as opposed to the 3D?
Well, I think they don't know what films are like without 3D. So then they explore back into the old school 2D stuff and they're all starting to explore that and have a lot more fun with it. And all kids love to draw cartoons. Who doesn't like to draw a cartoon when you're in school? I mean, you know, every kid I know can draw a cartoon. And if they can't, they have an interest in it and they want to learn how to draw a cartoon. And that's what I'm around for.
Do you think that you'll get more boys or girls, or do you think it's going to be a pretty even split in this camp?
You know, I traveled around the United States last year with the Imagination Station. I went to 7 cities. And it usually evened out, mostly boys and girls. But the ones that really focus and really get the job done in the claymation aspect and stop motion are usually the girls. And they usually focus pretty hard on their story. The boys, I get them in there and they want to build. They want to just take off and shoot it. And I'm like, no. We got to make a story here. We got to make a simple story, a simple, simple cause and effect story. And the boys sometimes really get into it and they really jam at the drawing and the building. But the girls really get into the storytelling. And they really focus on that. And they really have something to say. They really want to express themselves. And that's what this camp is about, for them to express themselves through cartoons. You know, all these kids need an outlet for their art. You know, all the arts are you know, a lot. We're lucky here in Wisconsin. We still have great art teachers in the public schools. But that's, you know, wavering. We have to keep that up. We have to keep these kids inspired and get them out there.
So at the end of the camp, I know you said they're going to have a little kit to take home with them. What's going to be in that kit that they can do to continue cartooning in any, whether it's 2D, 3D, puppetry, whatever they really latch onto and say, that's the thing I really love. What's every kid going to go away with?
Well, everyone's going to have their sock puppets they designed. And everybody has old socks that aren't matched at their house, and they can take those socks and make them into puppets. Once they learn the little formulas I teach them, they'll be making puppets and mom and dad will be like, oh my God, there's way too many sock puppets in this house. And then the studio set that I give them, I have boxes. I bought boxes and it says Quiet on the Set on them and it'll say Cartoon Adventure on them. And what it is they build that set and they can fold the one flap back up, put the lid on it and carry their studio home. And I'm not saying that they have to build their studio permanently. They can take what's in that studio box, take it down, and put it in another set. So you could build an outdoor set. You could build a kitchen. You could build anything in there. And then shoot with a digital camera. And I think that'll be exciting for them.
Yeah, and that's the other thing that I think makes this possible is the, you know, the fact that almost everybody has a phone that's got a digital camera in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. When I think about you know, what it was like to do that when I was a kid, you know, you had to have somebody with a 16-millimeter camera and you had to know a lot more. Now you just have to have your cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You have your cell phone or a digital camera and it's immediate.
Mm-hmm.
You see exactly what you shot and you see how it looks. Like before, like in our day, you would have to shoot it and then
develop it
and hope that you had your exposures right and hope that you shot things correctly. Hope it was all in focus. And if it wasn't, you painstakingly had to go back and try to reset up and recreate that whole situation.
Right.
And that's really hard.
Now, are you hoping that there are going to be some kids in this group that will say, you know what, this is what I want to do with my life?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
There are kids out there right now that say, this is what I want to do with my life. In third grade, I told everybody I was going to be a cartoonist. You know, and everybody was like, well, what are you really going to do? I'm going to be a cartoonist. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a cartoonist. I'm going to draw. I'm going to animate. I'm going to make cartoons.
What is it about cartoons that makes kids in third grade say, I want to do this?
They look simple and they're more approachable. And this goes throughout the world. Cartoon art goes throughout the world. I mean, I've told people many times that I don't need to speak a language because I speak in cartoon. I can draw a cartoon for whatever I want, wherever I'm at, and be able to find my food, find the bathroom, find a cup of coffee, and find anything I'm looking for, a bus, a trolley. All I have to do is draw a cartoon about it. Cartoons are everywhere. Cartoons were one of the first expressions done by man. And they're very simplistic, and kids are drawn to them because they're inviting. They don't look that difficult to do. And actually, they are difficult, but after you learn certain formulas, it's not that difficult.
Now, at the end of the 5 days, will there be a public performance of any kind, or are you keeping this purely within the camp?
Purely within the camp, purely with the kids. Because, you know, last year when I was traveling around the United States, they were trying to get the kids to make a performance, and it became a lot of stress on the kids. I want them just to create their characters and go home and make their performances. I want them to make their characters and dive into character development and dive into concept art and just explore what they can do. And my job is to inspire them to take it further when they get home, to keep it up, to keep drawing, to keep working with their art.
So, of course, the big question that I have is, are you going to do this for adults too?
For adults, I would love to do it. I do it already over at the universities.
But I'm thinking camp, adult camp.
Adult camps would be fun. I did this last fall was kind of amazing. I did a sock puppet workshop with senior citizens out in West Allis. And I had so much fun. And they were so much fun. There was about 15 of them. And they're all senior citizens. And they all were sewing buffs. So they taught me stuff. I mean, you know, I'm a glue gun guy. I'm not a seamstress. But all these little ladies were just so much fun, and they came up with so many fun little puppets, and they loved it. And they were making Christmas presents out of puppets. And, you know, by the end of the day, they were talking with their puppets and making little shows with themselves. It was hilarious.
It just sounds to me like it would be a fun thing for adults to do as well. Maybe not a whole week of doing it, but like, boy, a day of
making. Workshop. A workshop would be fun. I would do a workshop anywhere.
All right. Well,
anything to get the cartoons out, you know, and get people doing things.
Well, let's hope that it happens. But certainly Cartoon Adventure Camp is coming up. What do kids need to bring? Just their imaginations?
Yep, their imaginations, and be ready to go to cartoon boot camp.
Well, Tim, thank you so much. And, you know, you need to gather up the loose cartoons. They're running around the studio.
Yeah, I know. They're going crazy. They escaped. I know. They're running out of my pen like crazy.
They are.
Yes.
So gather them up, and thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Bonnie. It's always nice to see you.
Tim Decker teaches animation, puppetry, and character drawing at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and at the Milwaukee Area Technical College. His Cartoon Adventure Camp begins on Monday. There's more information about how to sign up for it at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We'll take one last break, and then singer-songwriter and Wisconsin native Jeffrey Foucault joins us in our performance studio for conversation and some tunes. You're listening to Lake Effect on WUWM.